Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Bit of Saturdays, man. And before that, it was The Enemy. Hope you're okay this afternoon. Hi, chappers.
You all right?
Hey, Becky, hello.
Hello.
Suspicious already.
Why?
Because every time that people put the blinds down in the studio, that means that something's going on in the live lounge that I'm not allowed to know about. So what's going on?
You're not allowed to know about it. How was last night?
Oh, we had a brilliant
time. How was last night?
Oh, yeah, we went to the department store with the basement with all the kitchenware in. And actually, we both bought exactly the same thing.
I bought this really cheapo, like, start-your-own-home crockery set.
And I thought, that's a bargain.
That's lush, I'll have that as well.
The cereal bowls are something else.
Yeah, but do you know what? I'm really worried about my portion sizes because these cereal bowls are the size of a mixing bowl. I get in this morning, I was like, oh, I'm going to go really fat with these bowls. And you went, oh, I thought they were quite small compared to the ones I've got already.
They're smaller than the ones I chucked out earlier.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that was our exciting
How was
evening.
Your football?
It wasn't fantastic. Oh, it was quite a good game.
Did you lose?
No, we drew.
Oh, is that bad?
Letting the last minute equaliser. Okay. No, not bad. They're still.
What does that mean, unaggravated?
Unaggravated? Yeah. It means it's 2-2 going into the second leg in Portugal in a week's time.
Seriously, I'm fine with my dinner set.
Give you a cereal bowl any time, yeah. Huh?
No, we had a lovely time, thanks. Please, someone tell me what's going on. I hate it when I'm in the dark.
No.
When will this be revealed to me?
After 4:30.
Wake up with Miles. Get home with Mills.
Radio 1.
I want to know what you think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Something sinister is happening at my house.
Something sinister?
I think it's sinister. See what you think.
Okay.
On Saturday, this is the first time I noticed this, I went to the shop, you know, just to get a few, you know, essentials.
Mm-hmm.
Came back and realised that there was something outside my house that wasn't there the night before, okay? You know when, like, you're just putting the key in the door and, like, something catches your eye and you're like, what's that?
Right, so you didn't notice it on the way out?
No, and right. It's definitely wasn't there last week, right? So right outside my door, on the wall, next to the steps that lead up to my front door, is a garden gnome. Okay?
Right.
Which looks like it's been... It's got lots of earth on it, so it looks like it's been dug up.
Right.
So that didn't bother me particularly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the kind of randoms that might walk past my house, and someone... It's a bit like
they
a traffic
code. They go travelling quite a lot, don't they, gnomes?
Yeah, and it's just like... It could have just been some random junk just putting it there. Oh, that'd be funny.
Right.
Okay, so I didn't think anything more about it. I don't have a garden, and I certainly don't own any garden gnomes. They're not mine. All right?
Yeah.
On Monday, I leave the house to come to Radio 1. There are now 2 garden gnomes on the wall.
Right.
You look like you know what's going
on. No, I don't. I'm just smiling.
You do have that look of like...
Yeah.
No, I don't. I have no idea.
The only thing that's making me think it's not you is that you couldn't be bothered to go around and put gnomes
also,
outside
Scott's
house.
I wasn't here last week.
Well, it could give you a lot of free time.
No, the second one was there, I noticed, for the first time on Monday.
Right.
The new one's slightly further down the wall from the other one.
So they weren't together?
They weren't talking to each other, God.
They're quite far away from each other, but this is quite a long wall.
Maybe the first gnome walked out on the second gnome, they had a tiff, and now the second gnome has come to try and talk the other gnome round, but they haven't actually got round to sort of making up yet, and that's why
I'm
there's
so
still
stupid.
Distance between them.
Today, I leave the house. I go for a run. I can see the 2 gnomes there already, which is already really freaking me and my flatmate out somewhat.
Right.
I notice that now there is a 3rd garden gnome on the wall.
Oh, they have patched things up and now they're having a baby.
They've invited somebody else in the relationship to spice things up.
No, they're having a baby. I love how your mind works.
Becky was all wholesome there and they've had a child. You're just a little bit dirty.
So there's now 3 gnomes on the wall, all evenly spaced out.
Right.
I don't know how they got there. Is this a joke, or is this some kind of, like... It's like the beginning of a horror film or something.
Why? Do you imagine that they're going to eventually be a big group of them that attack you?
I just don't like it.
Why would I do that?
Well, who's done it, then?
Well, I'm sure there
are... Why are they there? It's freaking me out.
I don't know, but I'm sure there'll be a lot more there later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forget this goes out on the radio, doesn't it? Like... across the whole country and stuff. I just thought it was us sometimes, just like 3 of us talking in a box. Anyway, if it's you putting the gnomes there, it's hilarious, but maybe you could not do that now.
And your flatmate has nothing to do
with it. Well, that's what Tash in Dudley says on the text. Is you sure it's not your flatmate? No, he's more freaked out than I am, I'm telling you. Right, there's a lot of sniggering going on behind my back today, which is not much fun.
No, me and Becky are laughing at all the awful gnome-related puns on the text.
That's, oh, there
all
are
we're
loads.
That's all we're laughing at.
Right, nothing to do with the fact that the blinds are closed in the studio and no one will tell me what's going on today.
That's just my show and tell, don't worry about it.
Okay.
You haven't been worried about Becky's show and tells previously. There's no reason to be worried about it today.
I know.
Despite the fact it's taking up a large proportion of the live lounge.
Right, the thing is, I know that when we put that blind down before and played games with you, or whatever it is, then I know that it just generally leads to bad times.
You should have a bit more faith in us, you know.
God, there are loads of really bad gnome jokes, aren't there?
Yeah.
No place like gnome.
They're nomads.
Is that not just a word?
Yeah, but it works better when written down, admittedly, because people have put a G in front of it.
Who knows what's going on at your house? Yeah, that's enough now.
Someone even did a bad... They said that they were a bad ABBA tribute band and they could sing Gnoming Me, Gnoming You.
That is rubbish.
That's awful.
Be ashamed of yourself.
Go away, Becky, and think about what you've just read out.
Yeah.
I was saying it because it was bad, not because it was funny.
There's something really sinister about gnomes, though. In the same way there is about clowns. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, why? Have you had clowns sit on your wall before?
No,
well?
I know a lot of people that are quite scared of clowns,
yeah,
and I think I'm scared of gnomes. Definitely. I don't like it. Someone just accused me on the text of being gnomophobic. I'm certainly not. Don't get me wrong. I'll take them in and give them a good home. I just want to know how they got there and who put them there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's 4:42 with Scott. Hope you're right this afternoon. Fleet Fox is coming up. Bit of Utah Saints. Okay, then, you might as well tell me what's going on.
Are you
on.
Ready, then? Mm. Well, it's kind of like a... It's a cross between two features, isn't it, really? It's a cross between show and tell, which obviously we've been doing recently, and also between a feature that you might remember from a while back that even had its own special jingle. Can you remember what that was for?
Livestock Lounge.
Livestock Lounge, yeah.
Where we got some we got some animals in the live lounge and you had to touch them and stuff.
Yeah, basically you blindfolded me and the animals were placed near me. I think one time I did it I had to kiss them. Mm. And another time I did it I had to stroke them or touch them. But going back to those couple of times, they were kind of farmyard animals, weren't they? Mm. They were kind of chickens. Was there a sheep involved at one of them?
I think there was a sheep.
Was there a sheep? Mm. So this time, we're going to call it Livestock Lounge Extreme, and you are going to take part in it.
What occurs?
What occurs? Well, I can't obviously say what the animals are because we're going to blindfold you and you're going to touch them and try and guess what they are. But the people that have brought them in are about to take these animals around the country and they say they have a variety of furry, feathered and fanged creatures.
Oh!
They're pretty exotic.
This isn't your common garden chicken or a piglet.
Are they? Is that why the blind's down?
That's why the blind's down because the live lounge has been taken over by... I think there are quite a few handlers out there.
Have you been out there? You know what?
I've been out there. I know what the animals are. I haven't actually seen them as yet.
Why am I doing this?
Well, we felt that I've done it twice, it's time for a new contestant really to give it a go.
Why is it extreme? Can you give me a clue or something?
Because they're not your average farmyard animals.
Yeah.
Some of them, does it say some of them are fanged?
Yeah,
fang. I don't like that at all.
That's
fanged
word,
is a bad word.
That word, actually, I've kind of circled there, yeah. Fanged. I'm not really bothered about the furry stuff, but fanged is quite good. So what we're going to do is we'll blindfold you, we'll take you into the live lounge, we'll sit you down, you'll be in the hands of the expert handlers of the animals, and Becky, and you'll be able to touch the three creatures that are out there and tell us what you think they are.
Excellent.
I did hear one of them say before that he'll try and stay at the sharp end to minimise the risk of biting. Are you all right?
No.
It's a bit weird the roles being reversed like this, isn't it?
I hate this.
And me looking through the glass at you doing a livestock lounge. I said this is a different livestock lounge because it's Livestock Lounge Extreme.
Mm.
Explain what you can see in front of you at the moment, because obviously you haven't got the blindfold on yet.
I can see a lot of people. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello. They look like they're from...
They look after animals. Do you know what I'm saying?
I would say there's seven people in there. I would say five are smiling.
Yeah.
The only people that aren't smiling are you and Becky. Hmm.
They look very experienced.
Yeah. You're not smiling because you're about to do it. Becky's not smiling because she's in charge this week. And if this all goes wrong, the health and safety falls on her.
Hmm.
Are you ready for me to play the music just to psych you up?
Yeah. This is being filmed for a video at Radio 1 Online, the Livestock Lounge.
Extreme. So there are three animals in there. The plan is that we're going to do them one after another, although I have heard that one might be too big to get out in the course of this, so we might need to play another record.
I also just heard someone, I wasn't supposed to hear it, but they said the paramedics are outside.
Right, well, everybody is on standby. So would you like to just put your blindfold down over your eyes, please? Come on.
Got it.
The blindfold is down.
I hate this.
Becky has given
them... Oh, God!
Now, you have to stay calm, because the last thing you need to do is frighten these exotic creatures.
Oh, no.
Oh, my good God.
No!
Oh, my God.
No!
Oh, my God.
It's not even on you yet.
Describe it.
Slimy, I don't like it. I don't like it now. Get on me. Get on me. Get it on me. Get it on me. I don't like it. Take it away, please.
Do you have a guess?
Restrain him, Lee.
No!
Restrain him, Lee.
No! Get off! What? Take it away!
Get him back in the belt.
No!
Scott, what? I thought they were going to keep the sharp end away from you, but they didn't. Are you going to guess what it was?
Is it away from me now? Can you take it away?
Do you need to give it one more touch?
No! My hair! It's in my hair!
What is it?
Is it a snake?
It is a snake!
Well, oh, my
done.
God, no, please take it off now. It's on my legs! Ah, take it off!
You ready to take a look?
Take your blindfold off, have a look.
Oh, I hate it.
Take
your blindfold
Make
off.
Sure it's far away from me first, please.
It is, it's very far away from you.
Oh, my good God! It's not that far away at all. I'd rather it was further away.
That is a python, I'm led to believe.
You weren't wrong when I said extreme.
No. Nobody else has got headphones on. How long is that python? Could somebody tell us how long it is?
How long is the python, please?
He's about 10 feet.
10 feet. Good. Is that back in the whatever it is now, box?
Working on it.
Okay.
Takes a while. Are you ready for animal...
This is horrible. Okay.
Are you ready for animal number two?
I'm really aware that I just screamed like a girl on national radio as well. But it's horrible.
All being filmed, let me point this out. This will be on Radio Online a little bit later on. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 will be on Scott's pages. Now, the people who are looking after the animals seem to be preparing themselves by putting some special stuff on their hands for the second one.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's food. Okay. Is your blindfold back on?
Yes.
I tell you what, I can see cameras around the building of other studios and Newsbeat. And so Newsbeat aren't doing any work at the moment. They're all crowded around a camera watching you do this.
Brilliant. Hi, Newsbeat.
Are we ready for animal number... Oh, God, it's taking ages to get animal number two out of the...
Please don't put it on me again.
Well, you're going to have to... We are now ready. Thank you for animal number...
So you ready for the next one?
Oh, my God, it's a bit frisky.
Oh, God. Oh, God!
Ah! It's not even near you yet, man.
You know, it hasn't even touched you yet.
That was just a woman in a body warmer.
All right, are you ready?
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Ah, no, it's furry. Ah.
It's tiny.
Hold the leash.
Don't say that.
It is on a leash.
All right, you ready to touch it again?
It's on a leash.
Yes, on a leash. You ready to touch it again? See if you've got a guess.
It's not muzzled, though.
It's... I don't know. What could it be?
I don't think you will have ever touched this before.
Is it a cat?
A cat. It's Lifestyle Lounge Extreme, man.
That would be very extreme.
They're exotic.
Okay, a leopard.
You're closer.
One last go.
Cheetah.
No, take your blindfold off.
Maybe not so much in the cat family. You ready to see?
Oh my god. Oh my god, it's really cute.
He is, isn't he? This is a squirrel monkey.
Oh, I feel better now.
See, from scary to really soft and cuddly. Yeah. Do you want to give him a treat?
Yes, please. Yeah. Will he bite my hand off?
Probably not.
What okay, are you about really to
do? How does this work? Oh, God. I've just given him
just like that.
A little treat. Oh, that's quite cute.
Yeah, this is Dougie, and he's a squirrel monkey from they're native to South America. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I feel better now.
Okay. Yeah?
Bring on the last one.
Right. Now, for the last one, I'm led to believe there are special instructions for what you have to do, I think.
Okay.
Aren't there? I think the lady will tell you what you have to do for this one.
Okay. This is Lee. What do I have to do, Lee?
All right, for this one... we definitely need you to be very calm. And this one we're going to have to bring in from outside. So I'm going to ask
outside.
From outside. So I'm going to ask you to put your blindfold back on.
Oh, God.
Now, we want you to be as least threatening as possible to this animal.
Okay.
So we're actually going to ask that you get down on the ground. We want you low on the ground, kind of down on your hands and knees. We're both going to get low.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. You need to look very non-threatening.
She wants you on all fours.
You ready?
So you want me on all fours?
All fours, down on the ground.
Okay, are you going to do this as well?
I'm right
stupid.
Next to you. No, okay. Right next to you.
All right. Okay.
Pick the door, Lee. Yeah,
careful.
Oh, my God.
The back.
Are you worried?
Yes.
Have you got him?
I think
so. Oh, God. Tell me what to do.
All right. Let me see your hand. All right. No sudden movements. No sudden movements.
Okay,
careful.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, God.
Right over this way.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Ah. That's just the very end of it. Would you like to take a guess?
Is it a... Oh, God. Oh. I don't know.
What does it smell like? Here, can you get a little bit closer?
Are you still on all fours?
Oh, God.
A little bit closer.
Oh, it feels like he's going to attack me.
Do you smell it?
What does it smell of?
I can't smell. Fish. I can smell fish.
Aha!
Oh, is it... Oh, I can hear it.
So what do you think eats fish?
Why is she talking penguins. To you like you're 3 years old?
Penguin?
Penguins eat fish. Take off your blindfold. You've finally gotten one right.
Oh, God!
Stay calm. Don't intimidate it.
Oh, God.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Do you want me to play a record while she calmed down?
This is a South American species of penguin, so it's a warm weather penguin.
Okay.
That's why he doesn't. He's not bothered by being in here.
Okay, he's coming towards me now.
He's really friendly.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, chappers, play a record.
Warm weather penguin, so he's not bothered by your tan.
Sure.
There you go.
What do you think?
I'd love that very much. Thank you very much for
all right.
coming in.
Our pleasure. And we're actually touring around the whole country. Wild Things Live will be appearing in shopping centres all around the UK.
I'm so glad that's over, but thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Please tell me you saw the latest Come Dine With Me.
No, I didn't. When was that? When
God.
Was,
I think
it
was
on a Sunday night now.
Yeah, I think it was Sunday. It was first on, but I watched it on demand last night.
Right.
Now, this episode was one of my favourites for some time. I do like it when there's someone that just drinks too much every single evening. It's brilliant. And there was a lady that, you know, they have to sit on the bed and give their opinions.
Yeah.
And she was like, I like the main horse. It's like, okay, good. You've had wine. So she was brilliant, but the reason it was so good is because of a bloke called Wayne.
Right.
Now, Wayne is a radio DJ in the Northeast, and here he is doing his show.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen with the Top 10 at 10. I've got to say hello to Keith, who I feel really sorry for. He's going shopping with his wife in Teesside Park. How the role of a man has changed. Enjoy these fantastic songs.
And here he is. That's okay. Wayne. And that's him doing his show. Doing what he does best,
mm-hmm.
on the air. Also, he's got Simon Cowellitis. You know where he questions himself?
Am I show off? Yes. And is it a bad thing? No.
Same as Simon.
Was it as good as last week? No.
Are you still one of the best singers? Absolutely, yes.
Am I show off? Yes. And is it a bad thing? No.
Okay, Wayne. Thing is about Wayne, he thinks he's going to win because he, Chappers,
yeah,
has got a massive advantage.
What is it?
This is what it is.
I think I'm a natural entertainer. It really is an advantage for me.
Yeah, he's a natural entertainer.
Okay. He's entertained me so far.
Mm. Did Wayne mention that he worked on the radio?
He hasn't yet. Might see me as being a little bit flash because I've got, you know, a nice home, which I've worked hard for. But, you know, I am a real person.
He does mention it quite a lot, but he's a real person, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He does work on the radio.
Jane chipped in about you don't need money to be happy, but she's the lady that after this is going to be picking up all the names she's been dropping of all the fancy restaurants she's been to. You know, I work in radio where we go to a lot of fancy gigs.
Well, we go to fancy gigs all the time, don't we, Chappers?
We just go to the department store.
I
know.
I can't remember the last fancy gigs. Went to. Yeah.
What kind of station is he working on?
I wouldn't want anybody to treat me different because I work in the radio. You know, they're my guests tonight. They're my celebrity.
See, he's not the celebrity tonight, Wayne. It's the guests. They're the celebrity.
Do you get treated differently because you work in radio?
Not really, no.
No.
Also, he's bringing his radio sayings to Come Dine With Me.
Right.
All the stuff he's learned from the radio, he's bringing to this dinner party.
Key to a good dinner party is letting your guests talk. There's nothing worse than the host going, yeah. So, you know, we have a saying in radio, keep it tight and bright. So that's what I'm going to do. You know, short, sharp and sweet.
How long have you been doing radio, Chappers?
Oh, God.
A few years?
Yeah, over 10.
Anyone ever told you to keep it tight and bright?
I've never heard the phrase keep it tight and bright. And if you said that to me, I'd be quite worried.
Keep it tight and bright.
Mm.
Does he do what you do at this dinner party? Does he start his anecdote, say there'll be more after this, and then go to the toilet?
No.
Right, OK.
Not from this episode.
Right.
I'll tell you what, though, Wayne's guests are really impressed with how famous he is.
Whilst Wayne prepares his starter, his three guests take a tour of their host's collection of photographs and newspaper cuttings.
Look at all of this. Good grief. Obviously likes attention.
We're with a celebrity.
I didn't realise this is a celebrity edition.
It's not.
He is amazing, though, because where most people have paintings, or in your case, Chappers, a massive picture of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he's got clippings of himself from the newspaper.
Yeah. I love
that. Framed?
Yes.
On the wall?
Yeah.
Not even cut properly. He's just framed them.
It's really good.
Love it.
He's just proud, isn't he?
That's fair enough, but it's a bit weird to put newspaper clippings of yourself on the wall.
Well, you see, all the guests are looking at the newspaper cuttings in frames on Wayne's wall.
Wow, look at all these celebrities he's met. Darius.
Hi. Met Darius.
Are you all right there, Mark?
Hello? Yeah, I wasn't expecting Darius.
Oh, there's more than Darius.
Oh, I love him, Sam. Oh, Sugar Babes as well. Wow. Oh, well, very impressive.
We're in the presence of greatness.
Goodness me. Yeah.
But Wayne doesn't like meeting celebrities. Doesn't like it at all.
People think when you meet famous people, they think it's great. It's a pain in the rear because
you have met some cool people, though.
You're waiting around. Mm. Yeah.
You met Blue?
I interviewed Blue.
He's interviewed Blue?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, when I met them, they were unknown. In fact, they didn't even put a picture of themselves on the CD.
Wayne knew Blue before they even existed.
Did he sign them, or was it someone else?
I don't know. But he's been there from the very beginning.
Like the most famous person, it changes, you know.
Well,
I would say the Prime Minister is...
Did you meet Tony Blair?
Yeah, I've met Tony Blair.
I saw the picture.
Mm, see, Tony Blair is now the most famous person he's met. It changes all the time.
Have you got a picture of you meeting Gordon Brown up in your house yet?
Changes all the time, see? If you asked him this time last year, it wouldn't have been Tony Blair, it would have been Darius. This is quite sweet, though.
For me, the only time I felt truly happy and just didn't have a care in the world was on my wedding day when I got married to my wife Irene, who was in Cyprus, and everybody's looking at us and clapping and waving. It was like we're posh and Becks. I mean, I felt so happy. It was like we're posh and Becks.
Oh.
That's nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I felt like I had all the cares in the world on my wedding day.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the dinner party. I love this show. This is what Wayne likes.
Individual seems small to me. I like big portions.
He loves big portions. But he is modest about his cooking.
I think it's a bit of a letdown compared to mine. I think, at the moment, I'm in the lead.
Also, Wayne is always working, even round the dinner table. It's like, leave it at the radio station, Wayne.
I'd like to play a little game, because I know you talked about it'd be fun to go on the radio show.
Yeah.
I thought we could do
couple of questions each.
As if
we're on the radio.
The bar.
See, he's
you
pretending.
Do that, though, when we go out for dinner.
When was the last time I pretended I was on the radio in the pub?
Quite a bit.
You always ask us if we want us to play, if we want to play Oh, What's Occurring in the pub.
And we go, oh, I forgot the scores again.
We go, no, Scott, we just want a beer and some peanuts.
Oh, go on, Chappers. Go on, let's have a quick game of Oh, What's Occurring. No. I know we did it at 5:30 this afternoon. Oh, but go on.
Oh, bless Wayne.
Remember?
Keep it tight and bright.
Fair play, though. Wayne did win it. He was the best, as he suspected. So fair play, Wayne.
Oh! What's occurring?
It's back. Who knows what's going to happen next week when the mother doesn't speak returns. But for now, who cares?
Oh, what's occurring?
I don't know what the score is.
I think Chap has won both days so far.
Yeah, you're doing well.
Thanks.
OK, here's today's first situation. If you want to play along at home, or in the car, or on the bus, on the train, or wherever you might be, send a text and let me know how you do afterwards to 81199. Let's keep it tight and bright today, yeah?
Oh, what's occurring?
You know James King?
Yes.
That's a bit extreme.
I thought you wanted it tight.
Oh, he likes films.
Does.
Yes. Likes girls as well.
Yep.
So we thought, what better to do than to get James to answer questions about films? Thing is, he was being distracted by a luscious lady who may have been taking some clothes off at the time.
If someone's just tuned in now, they could be like, what on earth is going on?
I'm keeping it tight and bright, like Wayne does.
It's not that bright.
God.
You're just tight.
OK, I'll be bright and tight now. Here's my question to you, Chappers. How many questions would James King get right in 60 seconds about films while a lady's taking the clothes off? Becky.
Three
questions while James takes his clothes off.
No, I don't think he. I think he managed one. He was so distracted by her.
We did this a while ago.
This sounds. You're putting on the voice you used to use when you first started in radio.
That's
aren't
you? Right, my darling.
It's your 16-year-old radio voice.
Yes.
His 16-year-old radio voice. Look,
you're not keeping it tight and bright.
Yeah, but your radio voice at 16 was a lot higher.
You sound like Stewie from Family Guy.
One. I said one.
One. Okay,
I was keeping it tight
let's
then.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's not really working for me, that. Here's James King being distracted by a lovely lady who's taking her clothes off and answering questions about films. But how many do you get? Okay, James, your time starts now.
Oh, hang on, the years have gone on. Okay. Oh, here we go.
How many Oscars did Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, pick up at the 2004 ceremony?
Oh, my good God. excuse me, I was a bit busy there. 12.
11.
Oh, man.
In Toy Story...
The tie's going on.
In Toy Story,
yeah.
What was Buzz Lightyear's original name going to be?
Oh, I really don't care.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Luna Larry.
Oh, hello.
God. In the Bourne films,
yeah.
Jason Bourne is suffering from what?
Amnesia.
Correct.
She's unbuttoning things.
What is the home planet?
She's unbuttoning things.
What is the home planet of
hang
the...
on.
What is the home planet of the Transformers called?
Oh my good lord. Oh, hang on.
If you have forgotten the question.
That bikini top is still warm.
Okay, what is the home planet of the Transformers called?
I don't know.
Okay, Cybertron. Which Disney cartoon celebrates its... That's it.
I'm being tied up.
1 minute is up. Oh my good lord.
Good. Wow, this is great.
That is, yeah. But we
can we do 2 minutes?
It's James King being a little bit distracted whilst asking questions about his favourite subject, films, thing he knows the most about. But he did get one, Chappers. Well remembered.
That one sticks in my mind more than a lot of other Oh, What's Occurring ones.
How many Oscars did Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, pick up at the 2004 ceremony?
Oh, my good God. excuse me, I was a bit busy there.
Oh, what's occurring?
Don't even ask, Becky.
You're on fire this week, Chappers.
Thanks. Why do you and me have to kind of, like, you know, kiss chickens and meet
goats
penguins
and stuff,
rather than do nice, enjoyable features like that?
Each their own. OK, next one. You know The Apprentice?
Yeah, I know The Apprentice.
It's on tonight, isn't it? It's good. BBC One, 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh, have you forgotten to record it? You're going out.
No, I'm working out. Oh, God, that means I've got three things to watch tonight. How am I going to do that?
What are you going to watch?
Well, I've got Liverpool-Chelsea, Barcelona-Bayern Munich, and The Apprentice.
Just watch The Apprentice. You can get the scores off the news tomorrow.
Don't think it quite works like that if you're a football fan.
It's my job. I've got to be...
Oh, you are the news.
I have got to be immersed in it.
So you can't, you can't record. Can you not record two things at once?
Do you know what I'll do? I'll watch the football, and then I'll watch The Apprentice on the iPlayer.
Making the missable unmissable?
Yes.
No, that's not right, is
no.
it?
No. Making the unmissable unwatchable.
That's
no,
it.
No, is it?
What is it?
Unmissable, unmissable, isn't it?
It's not unmissable, unmissable. Anyhow.
It is.
Anyway, Apprentice.
Watch it on the iPlayer, because it's good. You know Nick or Margaret?
Yeah.
Nick and Margaret, Sir Alan's trusty aides. Mm. They always look a little bit unhappy, don't they?
Yeah, they never look that cheerful.
No. Who do you prefer, Nick or Margaret?
I prefer Margaret.
Why?
Just, there's a bit more sarcasm to Margaret than there is to Nick.
Right, are you, Becky?
You're not going to make me choose, are you?
Yeah. It's a bit you like Anto Deck, isn't
it? Yeah, you can't choose between Nick and Margaret.
Well, yeah, you can.
I'm
no,
asking
you,
you
to.
You're going to have to. This link isn't very tight or bright.
It's not, is it?
Nick. Just because Chappa said Margaret.
No. They do work well together. However, we went on to Stupid Street earlier to ask this question. Nick or Margaret, who would be the most popular? Come on, tight and bright.
I don't think they'll know who either of them are, to be honest, on Stupid Street. I'm going to
Margaret.
You can't do that.
I can, I just jumped in. Okay, Nick. What? Which one do you want?
No, tight and bright,
tight
everybody.
And bright.
Tight and bright.
You said Margaret, I'll go Nick.
Okay, yeah.
Even that will be Margaret.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We are Stupid Street. Nick or Margaret?
If I said to you, Nick or Margaret, what would you say?
Margaret. Because it sounds like a bit of a joker.
Margaret. I don't know, because she's a girl.
Nick Grimshaw, he's amazing. I love him. He's so fit, seriously. Margaret reminds me of my auntie, and it's a bit like, oh, auntie. She's a bit of a psycho, and she's all mad, and like, ah, oh, God, crash the car, crash the car. She crashed the car, and she can't drive, because she crashed the car into a pole, and then she got in trouble.
Margaret. Like, you can say it funny, like, Margaret, Margaret.
Margaret, because she's good for her age. Because Nick's a bit of, I don't know, my mum don't trust him.
Nick or Margaret, what would you say?
Peter.
Probably Nick. Sounds pretty cool.
Probably Margaret, since she's a woman. It just reminds me of old grannies.
I would say Margaret Thatcher.
If I said to you, Nick or Margaret, what would you say?
Bob.
Margaret, because it reminds me of like the olden days.
Nick, because it can be like lengthened to Nicholas.
Bob and Margaret.
Margaret, because she's funny. She's funnier than Nick, and her facial expressions are hilarious.
Margaret, because it reminds me of old people, and they smell a bit like lavender.
They never disappoint, do they?
They never do, do they?
Margaret, because it reminds me of old people and they smell a bit like lavender.
This is my favourite, though.
Margaret reminds me of my auntie and it's a bit like, oh, auntie. She's a bit of a psycho and she's all mad and like, ah, oh, God, crash the car, crash the car. She crashed the car and she can't drive because she crashed the car into a pole and then she got in trouble.
Seriously?
What did she crash the car into?
I think it must have been her auntie that crashed. Not Margaret.
No,
crashed
not
the
actual
car.
Margaret.
Her
the
auntie,
auntie I think.
The
she
car.
Just went off on the story.
I have no idea. I lost her like about 2 seconds in.
What was Nick Grimshaw's girlfriend doing on Stupid Street?
No idea.
I don't know. My mum don't trust him.
Oh. What's occurring?
Margaret was the most popular answer. It's 1-1. Last one. You know Westwood? Did this a while ago.
Right.
And the Cheeky Girls are Westwood's biggest fans. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
My question to you, though. Let's say the Cheeky Girls called up the big dog Westwood and invited him out for dinner. How long would Westwood stay on the phone for? Becky?
38 seconds.
Chappers?
Nah, 20 seconds. Although he's quite polite, isn't he, whenever he gets called? Nah, 20 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here are the Cheeky Girls asking Westwood on a date.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Westwood?
Yes.
Hi, we are the Cheeky Girls, and we would like to say that we are the really, really big fans of your show. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, baby.
Would you like to come for dinner sometime with us? You know, Mom could cook you a Romanian dish.
Say that again, baby.
Sorry?
I didn't hear what you said, sorry.
I said, would you like to... we would like to invite you to cook for you a Romanian dish.
That's real cool of you to do that, baby. I appreciate the offer.
But no?
Huh?
So is it a yes?
Yeah, I just no, I'm just grateful for you offering to cook me dinner. I really appreciate that.
So, when do you, you know, when do we fix the date? For which date? When about are you free?
Well, I'm a little busy at the moment, so I should call you back when I get some time.
You know, it just, you know, you don't have to say now, you know. I can, you know, I can give you my telephone number.
Okay, well, I've got your number, so I'll give you a ring.
Oh, you have our number.
Yeah?
Okay, cool. So,
yeah.
When do you call me?
When I get some time.
When you get some time. But Westwood, how old are you?
27.
Oh, you're 27? Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. I am Monica, and I am single.
Okay, Truman, I'm very proud for you.
Yeah, maybe
keep
we...
it European, okay?
One minute, 34.
He is always so nice.
What a nice man.
So, did he finish with keep it European?
Keep it European. So Becky wins today's What's a Carrot. Well done, love.
Ow!
Okay, got some classifieds for me, Becky.
I have all.
Can I just can I just change my mind? Actually, I would take LaRue out for a glass of wine as well. Because the Stephen Portsmouth says it's about personality, not hairdos.
That's right. You don't get with someone just because
of
hair.
I didn't want to come across as shallow.
Right.
So there we go.
Okay, what you got?
Some good ones first.
Okay, is it, it's all misconnections.
It is all misconnections. I realised that didn't make sense. Some good ones first. Yes, all misconnections this week. So if you've been out and about anywhere, you could have been spotted by one of these people and they could be talking about you.
Nice pecs, bro.
Okay.
I saw you juicing your pecs on the rack. Nice pecs, bro. I was looking for you in the locker room, but I guess you went to the sauna to work up a sweat. I want to work up a sweat with you. Winky face. Wink. Wink, wink.
Oh, that is just sordid.
Reply back if you're interesting. You were wearing an orange tank top and black jogging shorts. Tell me what I was wearing. P.S. Don't do the crime of being sexy if you can't do the time with me, bro. Winky, but with open mouth.
Something a little bit wrong about that.
Oh. You're telling me? Orange tank top?
I know. That's what I meant. The orange tank top, not the message. Why would you wear them with black jogging
pants? I know,
bands?
Cool.
Ew.
Winky, but with open mouth.
Ah!
You
okay.
had an orange top on yesterday, chappers.
Yeah, but it wasn't a tank top.
How do we know you had a cardigan on over the top of it?
And I haven't been juicing my pecs recently.
Can I ask what publication...
Don't look at me.
Can we ask what publication we got that one from?
Same as normal.
All right. Okay, well, if that was you juicing your pecs, then get in touch, because that person wants to meet you, bro.
Winky open mouth.
You were walking your dogs, I fell off my bike, and I didn't feel the least bit stupid. Okay, maybe a bit embarrassed. Anyway, shortly before falling, while passing you, you flashed me a very nice smile. If there's anything more to it than just mere courtesy to a stranger, would you be down for grabbing some coffee sometime? Take care of yourself and those two little doggies.
Do you know, since we started doing this, I read these religiously in the paper every night.
In the hope that one of them's you?
Yeah.
That wasn't you, though?
No, it wasn't me. I don't have a bike.
Surely the person smiling at the person falling off a bike was just trying to stifle a laugh.
Yeah, because it is funny when people fall off bikes.
It is.
The same as when it's funny when people fall over.
Yeah.
It is. So basically, if you're listening hoping they're going to get in touch, they won't. They were just trying to stifle the laugh because you fell off a bike, which is amusing. Next.
Short woman with child that bites.
Oh, yeah, you'd want that.
Was in January, sat next to you on the bus. Fat, smelly woman in front of us. You looked at me and smiled. I'm yours, always and forever.
Well, that's quite nice.
Sounds like a romantic start, doesn't it?
It does, really.
Mm.
Child that bites, fat, smelly woman.
What
it's
more
love.
Could you want?
So if that's you, get in touch, please. Next.
Gave you my ticket. Brackets. Wrong one.
Oh, no.
I accidentally gave you the wrong ticket. My monthly card I just bought instead of the day travel card I just finished with. So, yeah. Hope you got through okay and enjoy the rest of your month's free travel.
So they actually don't want a date. They just want their monthly travel card back,
yeah.
Do they?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Any of these ringing any bells for anyone yet?
No, I think this one might.
But I do now look at them and think, oh, was that me? Maybe they're talking about me in that.
What about this one then?
Selfish jerk seeks women for mind games. 26.
Okay.
I am a selfish jerk looking for a woman to play mind games with. I'm on this site to find women that are hot and extremely shallow, and preferably not that bright either. I'm also willing to consider ugly, but extremely rich women, especially those that are getting on in years.
What I like about this guy is that he's honest from the start.
Yeah? He's putting it right out there.
You wouldn't reply, though, would
you? He knows what he wants. I bet he will get some replies.
No.
I'd love to know the replies he gets. I really would.
If you seek a relationship with a guy that will never ask how your day was or never ever talk about feelings, then I'm your man. If you'd like to have a conversation only about me and my life, I strongly urge you to reply.
He sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, real nice.
Whilst our time in a relationship will be brief, I promise it will be an emotional roller coaster, and one that will provide you and your therapist material for years to come. You should also like prison tattoos, especially those on the face, neck and chest area.
A real catch.
Woohoo.
He's got a tattooed head.
Yeah, he sounds well good.
Now that I have your attention, here's some things that I'm good at. One, I have a great sense of humour. Two, I'm a good communicator. Three, I'm 100% honest. Sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes not so much. Four, I'm really good at talking about myself on the internet. Five, I have to admit that every time I go into a bathroom and look in the mirror, I'm shocked at just how good-looking I am. Seven, I once drank five Red Bulls in a day. I look forward to your reply.
Wow, if we were in any doubt before, we can now say that guy's an absolute catch.
I want to know what happened to six. He did one, two, three, four and five, and then jumped straight to seven. Yeah. Maybe he ran out of the sixth thing.
Any those sound like you, then do get in touch with us here, please. Or alternatively, just reply to their advert, because they're all online.
Can I just say thank you to you for today, because you've been very brave with all those exotic animals we had in earlier.
Do you want
to
be any more patronising?
No. You were very brave.
You've been brave. You've been a brave boy, haven't you?
You weren't brave at all. You screamed your heart out.
Oh, your cheeks were brave.
What are you doing? Anyway, to celebrate how brave you were, we've put an amazing montage together, lots of little clips of you screaming like a girl.
If you missed this earlier, it was the Livestock Lounge Extreme, where I had to touch animals while blindfolded. The listeners seemed to really like it. Not so much.
And it was extreme because they were really fearsome animals, weren't they? Like a penguin.
And a monkey.
Look.
There was a snake, to be fair.
When you were blindfolded, let's just remind ourselves of the noises that you made. I don't have them here right now.
So how are you going to do that?
Okay, play it.
No!
Get it on me! Get it on me! No! Get off! No! It's in my hair!
Take it off! No, it's furry!
What's that?
I think that was the penguin.
Oh my god. Anyway, that's nice.
It was the snake that went in your hair, not the penguin, I should point out.
At least I've still got my dignity intact.
Definitely.
What's that noise?
That's you.
I've never made that noise before in my life.
That was when you
promise.
That was when you were lying on the floor waiting for the big animal.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.